having yourself a wonderful weekend. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. How was Valentine's Day yesterday? I hope you had a wonderful time with your Valentine. And if you don't have one, just remember the Lord loves you more than you can even imagine. Amen. Well, welcome to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Now, if you're not too familiar with the program, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every Sunday, we have a main topic that we tend to focus on. And today, we're going to be focusing on the God of peace. I love what it says in Colossians 3:15. It says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful." So today, we're going to be talking about the God of peace right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Talking about the God of peace today on this Sunday, friend. I pray that you're doing well. Psalm chapter 4, verse 8 says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Well, author Gene Kerr said, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, it's just possible you haven't grasped the seriousness of the situation. Now, friend, that may be true, but there is another possibility. It may be that you are enjoying the peace of God that the Bible promises to all those who are in Christ Jesus and commit their concerns to God in prayer. Those people aren't naive. They recognize that serious situations need to be turned over to God. So surrender the wheel starting today.
Sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful?
Well, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. How many more days away until spring? I don't know, but I'm looking forward to spring for sure. Hey, today we're talking about the God of Peace. Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." You know, Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, once remarked, "There cannot be a crisis next week. My schedule is full." You know, sometimes we think like that when it comes to circumstances in our life. Amen. I mean, not now, God, we say. I just don't have time to deal with this. Anybody else like that? And you know what, friend? That is often God's point. I mean, he wants us to trust him when life seems beyond our control. When there's chaos, what better way than to allow something to come into our lives when our schedule is already full? And when that happens, we can turn to him and confess that he is able to see us through and provide that peace that surpasses all understanding. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Pray that you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And I'll tell you what, one of the great heroes of the faith is Hudson Taylor. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with him, Hudson Taylor led a great awakening in China, which actually still continues to some parts today. And at one point in his ministry, he was deeply distressed by many burdens. And as he prayed for strength to carry on, he actually came across Psalm 55:22, which says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." And suddenly this truth entered his heart, and he sprung to his feet and cried, "This fear-allaying truth has evaded me too long. I see it all now. If we are obeying the Lord and still run into difficulty, the heavy responsibility rests on him, not with us." Then he prayed, "Lord, you shall carry all the burden. At your bidding, I will go forward, leaving the results with you." Praise the Lord. When the burden lifted from his shoulders, Hudson Taylor went on to establish a great work in China. Friend, are you burdened today? Whatever your burden may be today, cast it upon the Lord, and he will carry it and overwhelm you with his peace and his power.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because he lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I'll fight life's fight.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I always enjoy catching up with you. In fact, I was just looking at the calendar the other day, and realize that I've been with Great News Radio for 5 years. Praise the Lord. This is truly one of my all-time favorite jobs, and I love coming to work each and every week here at Great News Radio and spend some time with you, with Mark and friends every Thursday and right here on Sunday worship as well. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to do what I love to do and serve the Lord and bless you each and every week. Well, I do thank you so much just for your time and your attention today. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org is my email address, or you can send me a note the old-fashioned way. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a great rest of your weekend.